Joined by Mr. Bill Andrews today. It's not often the county receives a check in these meetings, so we welcome him, as always.
Green shirt on for
Green Energy.
Good. For COA.
Very good.
Mr. President.
Thanks, sir.
Vice President, Council. My name is Bill Andrew. I'm President and CEO of Delaware Electric Cooperative in Greenwood, Delaware. Reside in 21083 Laguna Drive, in Sawgrass, off Old Landing Road. I'm here today and to present a check to Sussex County Council as a result of our capital credits program with Co-op. But first of all, I'd like for you to indulge me for a couple minutes so that I can inform you of some of the things that are happening at your cooperative. As you know, the cooperative is a member-owned utility that has over 87,000 members in the state of Delaware. Over 61,000 are within Sussex County in itself. We are very proud of the fact that our rates are about 35% lower than the average rate in Delaware, and that our rate is recently being recognized as being 12% lower than the average rate in the United States. This provides a tremendous amount of economic development to not only Sussex County, but Kent County and Sussex County both, and we're very proud of the fact that in the past 5 years, we've been able to add over $350 million of disposable income to Kent and Sussex County members of Delaware Electric Cooperative through three major programs. The first one being our low rates, which provides over $50 million a year in reduced rates to the county. The second being our capital credits program, which in the last 5 years, we've been able to get back over $21 million. The third one, which many of you know about, is our irrigation program, and some of you actually participate in. We're very big in the agriculture, and we've been able to really tie into, advance, and even invent a new product that's being used throughout the electrical businesses throughout the United States that enables us to provide irrigation systems to local farmers at a greatly reduced cost and without the requirement of three-phase power, which was needed earlier. We continue to work on many, many things. Very proud of the fact that we focus on energy efficiency, conservation, and demand-side management, and we're also one of the leaders in the nation for that. All of those programs put together, along with good reliability, a great team of employees that has been recognized as one of the top 10 Delaware workplaces the last 2 years. We're very proud of that fact, but putting it all together and with great members with our Beat the Peak programs, we're able to not only provide low rates, but we're able to give money back to our members because we are a not-for-profit cooperative. At the end of the year, when everything's said and done, we like to be able to give money back, and very proud of the fact that this year we are able to present you with a check for $11,763.41.
Thank you. Wow.
So thank you very much for having us in
thank
the
you.
County. We really appreciate being here.
Todd, put that in one of those special accounts.
Can I go over and get it?
Mr. Wilson, if you'd like, certainly, Mr. Wilson, go out there and help yourself.
It's a doggy bill.
Mr. Andrew, have you ever considered running for Congress?
No, sir.
I'd vote for you.
I would only be a one-term person if I ever got a chance to be in there.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill. Sir.
I guess I'm one of these irrigation fellows you're talking about.
Yes, you are.
Let's
do it this way.
Too.
Yep, let's do it that way.
Uh-oh, conflict of interest. Sam Wilson.
Where's Sam there?
He should give us our check back, too. And Sam's check back to us.
Living off the government.
That other flyer about the
I haven't read it yet. Give me a
second. That was the down at a luncheon or something, Chamber of Commerce.
Hey,
I thought you might want to go or something.
You want me to go?
Well, I don't
That's
care.
That's okay.
No, I mean, either of us or both
yes,
of us,
sir.
I don't care.
And everybody knows it's golly day. This morning when I got up, it was 18 degrees, and now it's down to about 14 degrees. So it's going to be an extremely cold night tonight. And they are presently calling for all the conservation we can afford from our membership as we move forward. It does bother the cooperative in the fact that the prices for electric power are 10 times what they were yesterday. So
sure.
Anything you can do to help, I know your guys and gals of the county and all of our county members work very hard to keep our lights on and to work with the Co-op, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Questions?
A question, Council?
You got any comments about global warming?
And I'd take off right now.
Mr. Phillips.
How much of the electric that is generated that is served by you would you say is being fueled by natural gas?
Well, hopefully more in the future, okay? And I'll say that. Presently today, over half of the electricity that we have comes from the natural gas facilities that we have. Although the majority of that is during the peak situation, the majority of the power we actually owners of nuclear power, of coal power, that's a very clean coal, and of natural gas power. We're in the process of building a new natural gas-fired power plant that's going to be located in Cecil County, Maryland, which is near the natural gas line, the transmission line, and the Susquehanna River and water Basin Authority has allowed us to put water in it. This power plant will be 1,000 megawatts. It'll be the latest and greatest technology. The efficiency of the power plant is tremendous. It will be a 6,400 heat rate. Now, to give you an example, a nuclear power plant is around 11,000, and the lower the better. A coal power plant is around 9,000. A natural gas power plant, the latest is around 7,200. We're down to 6,400 BTU. So we have to use less natural gas to create the same amount of energy. That has been a big advancement that we've made in metallurgy, pressures, and the availability of natural gas, how it's helped the United States. Natural gas is a much cleaner burning fuel, as well as very plentiful in the East. And more importantly, in November, they actually changed the way that natural gas is being priced based on the location or the origination of the gas, and it's called a basis, the natural gas basis point. And during the many parts of the year, but not today, I'm sorry to say, the entire natural gas system is stressed. It's very important for us to continue to build the foundation of our infrastructure to not only make sure that we can keep the businesses running today, but make sure that we can attract new businesses, keep the lights on, and keep our economy moving. It's excellent technologies.
Do you see any opportunity in bringing additional natural gas lines down into Delmarva for our local economy as well as our energy sustainability?
Absolutely. I mean, Delaware is in drastic need of improvement of our infrastructure. And if you read the Blue Collar Task Force report, it advocated the installation of a new natural gas transmission line that would come down from the north. It would actually originate somewhere either in northern Delaware or in Pennsylvania, tie into the transmission system. The great part about Delaware, and one of the biggest problems associated with installing and siting any new facilities, is the right-of-ways. The state of Delaware is very unique in that it has a highway that runs straight north to south and then splits off in three different areas. So this provides an excellent opportunity for us to be able to site a natural gas main and bring it down. The problem is it's a very expensive project. The good part about it is we have a lot of natural gas. It's very local to us, and it will promote the development of industry, not only in Sussex County, but also the counties that it passes through. Mm-hmm. I personally feel that's an excellent ideal and an opportunity that we should not let slide by.
Well,
you
should stick around. I think Tony DePrima is going to offer you an opportunity when he speaks later.
Are you able to store up natural gas, abundance of it? Not really, right?
Mr. Wilson, there's all kinds of natural gas storage facilities located across the United States and the world. Some of them are located in big natural gas tenders, but that you see if you drive up 95 into New York City, you see these great big tanks. Or even if you drive up 495 going into Wilmington, you can see a couple large tanks. Two different ways of doing that's low pressure and high pressure, but there's a tremendous amount of caverns located across the United States that they use as natural gas storage. The amount of natural gas that we're able to extract from the from the ground today, utilizing new technologies in drilling, allow us to deliver large volumes in very high pressures, which are very advantageous because we do not have to supplement the pressures with additional compression stations. Okay, this natural gas is the product is excellent, clean. It's very cost effective, and everything that I've read have indicated that we presently know of about 125 years of availability of the natural gas that we have today.
And then what are we going to do?
Well, there'll be, believe you me, sir.
It's solar powered in, right?
I've only been in this this business about 37 years, and believe you me, it changes drastically.
Yeah,
every day with smart grid, with new technologies, with new generation, tremendous amount of improvement have occurred recently.
Great. Do you see any problems coming up with, I'm assuming a lot of this gas is coming from fracking, or maybe I have the wrong idea. I think I have the... Do you think the objections to that method are going to change your perspective here?
Well, I'm not a geological engineer, but
right.
everything that I've read about fracking is that they haven't found where it has created any major problems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at this point in time, I'm really not qualified to say about that.
But you know, it's in the news. You know,
yes,
and I'm wondering how that affects you. Or may affect your plans.
No, but I'm pretty confident that the engineers and the scientists as well as the politicians have really reviewed that pretty much. And
mm-hmm.
believe you me, we would have heard a lot more about it
if
there had been major issues.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you
very
much.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
I vote for you.
Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title.